take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Someone say loud amen. I believe today is still public holiday for some people. Because I hear that some United Nations staff and other people don't have holiday today. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive what God has for you? The people I'm seeing towards the glory or entrance or the... What's happening? Alright. The main crux of the message of the service is what you're about to hear. The God that answers by fire. That God that answers by fire is about to show up in your life. Our objective in this message this afternoon is to understand what it means for God to answer by fire. You know, many times we assume that we know something until we see that we don't know. What does it mean for God to answer by fire? And secondly, what does it take for God to answer by fire? What does it mean for God to answer by fire? What does it take for God to answer by fire? 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 24. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. They have God, small letter G. But we have one Lord, commander in charge. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. I'm sure that this scripture is a familiar scripture for every student of the Bible. The contest between the true prophet of God, Elijah, and the prophets of Baal. When the land was taken over by evil, taken over by the forces of darkness, it was at a time when there was confusion as who the true God was. No wonder Elijah had earlier on told them from verse 22-23, why do you limp between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. And if Baal is Baal, serve him. Why are you here and there? We live in such days today where it must be made clear who God is. But today, Elijah said, the only thing that can confirm to us the authenticity, that can confirm to us who to serve, is let him be the God who answer by fire. That is how to know who to serve. And so what does it mean for God to be the God who answers by fire? Number one, the God who answers by fire, number one, is the God who answers to reveal his almightiness. The God who answers to reveal his almightiness. The God who answers, and you can see his almightiness. Because our God, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24, Yes. He's a consuming fire. He is the God who answers to reveal his almightiness, to show that nothing and nobody is mightier than him. Number two, he is the God who answers to alter the course of events. He answers to alter the course of events. When he has answered, things change. The direction of things change. He answers to alter the course of events. The summary of it is, he is the God who answers to enforce change. He answers to enforce change. The whole of the nation of Israel was given to idolatry. False gods took over. But in one day, something changed. The whole land said, the Lord, he is God. False religion was instantly replaced with authentic religion. Because of one manifestation, the God who answers to alter the course of events. If they say people don't get married in your family, when the God who answers by fire answers, he just alters the course of events. He enforces change. If a nation like our nation is headed towards disaster, the God who answers by fire, when he answers us by fire, there is instant alteration. I will see the answer. You know, some many, many years ago, about 7 to 8 years ago, some people arrived and said they came to give change. I'm sure you remember. I'm sure you have seen the change. Loss of lives, flow of blood. All manner of banditry, terrorism, kidnap, unbelievable insecurity, unbelievable level of poverty, unbelievable level of scarcity and shortage, life flowing water like water, and all manner of terrible things that has continued till present moment. Servicemen, soldiers, and military lost lives in the hands of criminals like water. That was the change that people talked about. But that is not the kind of one we are talking about. He alters. He answers by fire to cause change, to alter the course of events. Nobody should be afraid of the rubbish and the mess that is going on today in the political cycle. We have a God in heaven that will answer us by fire. Anything they want, let them do now. But when Jehovah steps down, be worried about who somebody picked as president and who is vice president. It doesn't matter. That is what man has decided. That is, there are people who don't matter. They took the church and took Christianity for granted in this country for too long. But the God we serve is about to answer by fire and is going to show them who owns the land. Take God for granted. Take church for granted. Take Christians for granted and do anything you want. The God who answers by fire will step in. The God who causes change to happen suddenly. The God who slapped Herod and he fell asleep and died. The God who turned Nebuchadnezzar into an animal for 7 solid years. The God who is in charge of human heartbeat. The God who is in charge of the breathing of man is on the throne. If the agenda of evil continues to succeed in this country beyond this moment, then there may be no need to serve the living God. And that day will never arrive. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The God who answers to alter the course of events. There were those who vowed to turn this country into something else. One was a general in the military. He sat one night and slept and never woke up. Where is he today? We have had theories of people like that who think they can do and undo. And there are things that have happened in this country that people are not aware. But in the time to come, we'll be aware. Selah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a God who answers to us. That is why this topic is not just for you. It is for you, it is for your family, but it is more for our nation. The God who answers by fire will answer us by fire. Lift your right hand and say, oh God, who answers by fire, answer us now! Anybody who wants can spend one quadrillion naira to rig election. The will of God in Nigeria will be done this season. Any amount of money they want. There will not be money enough. There will not... Now, we are talking with like this. We haven't spoken like this before. There will not be money enough to rig the election in the favor of evil. In the favor of killings. In the favor of corruption. In the favor of destruction. The people of this country have been very docile for long, as if they have been charmed. But you know that goat does not bite. But when you push it to the wall, it will show you his teeth. This season, any attempt, people will be shocked at the response that will come. Any attempt to impose evil on our land. Evil. We have tolerated evil for almost 8 years. Any attempt for further evil, they will be shocked at what they will see. Tell me one country in the world that is worse than this country now. One that is worse. Nigeria is number one for religious intolerance globally. Almost on top in poverty. Terrorism on top. And yet everybody should go normal as if everything is quiet. To hell with that devil. Stand up on your feet and lift your hands and say, oh God, that answers by fire in Nigeria, answer us now. Oh God, that answers by fire in Nigeria, answer us now. Say, oh God, that answers by fire in Nigeria, answer us now. Say, oh God, that answers by fire in Nigeria, answer us now. Lifke para da 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 da. Precious name. Give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat. I stand here by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of judgment, and I decree today the God of Elijah who answered by fire, the God of Elisha, the God of Peter who roasted Ananias and Sapphira, the God that our patriarch Benson Idahosa served, that God will answer us speedily. and clean our nation of satanic rubbish. Hogwash. Shout the loudest amen. Is it not a shame? People say they don't want you. You spend money to impose yourself on them. Is that not a shame? Somebody should lead because you are wanted. You should lead because they want you. They need you. People are happy with you. They say they don't want you. They don't need you. And yet you want to bribe people, compromise election to be in power. Is that not a shame? That you are rejected and yet you are imposing yourself. They don't need you. They don't want you. Clear out. Don't contest at all. Don't rig to lead. Don't kill to come into power. Let them need you. It's the people you are leading. It's the people that you are leading that should determine whether they want you. And as I speak now, let nobody be quiet anymore. Anybody you are, whether you are a pastor, anything you are, let nobody be quiet anymore. From everywhere, let people come out. Don't be a coward anymore. Let people speak. You see, silence most times means consent. If you are silent about evil, it means you are in agreement with that evil. So you must not agree to be silent anymore. Whenever the occasion demands, you speak with audacity, with authority. Evil shall not rule our land. Evil, the same set of people who rule the land, misrule the land, destroy the land, are presenting themselves for leadership. That devil is a bastard liar. Including those who are architects of terrorism in Nigeria. Architects of it. If you have understanding, you will understand what I'm talking about. Those who are architects. Coming out. Say they want to be. It won't happen under God's watch. And it will not happen under the watch. It will never happen. Something must give way, and it is evil that will give way. Lift your right hand and say, "Oh God, who answers by fire, show yourself. Oh God, who answers by fire in our nation, show yourself." Give the Lord a praise and take yourself. That was number two. He is the God who answers to alter the course of events. Meaning, He is the God who answers to enforce change. You can put that in bracket or a dash or a semicolon. The God who answers to enforce change. What does He mean? The God who answers by fire. Number three, He is the God who answers speedily. Surprisingly, speedily and surprisingly, without warning. It takes the enemy by surprise by his actions. The God who answers speedily and surprisingly without warning. There are people who will sleep, they can't wake up in the morning. Except we are not serving that God of heaven. All the testimonies we heard, except God didn't do them. The same healing and deliverance mantle is in this house now is deployed over our land. If God can bring families out of the cage, then I decree that the nation comes out of the cage, out of the prison, out of the chain, out of the yoke of evil and destruction. In the name of Jesus. He's a God who answers speedily and surprisingly, without warning. Are you ready for number four? He's the God who answers visibly,
evidentially and undeniably. He answers visibly, evidentially, and undeniably. When he has finished moving, nobody can doubt who moved. He does it visibly, evidentially. All will see that this is God. How does he answer? By fire. Number five. Is that five? Number five. He is the God who answers to destroy enemy altars and strongholds. Enemy altars and strongholds. He is a God who answers to destroy enemy altars and strongholds. The fire that came was a fire that fell on an altar. Altar erected by the prophets of Baal. Enemy altars and stronghold. How does he answer? By fire. Number six. He is the God. Are you ready for this? Who answer to bury the wicked? Hey! He answers in vengeance and judgment to bury the wicked. He answers in judgment, in vengeance. He answers with vengeance, in vengeance and judgment to bury the wicked. When God answered by fire, the fake false prophets of Baal, none of them escaped. Elijah said, catch them, catch them, catch them. None of them were slain. He answers in vengeance and judgment to bury the wicked. Number seven, he is the God who answers convincingly to change opinions. He answers convincingly to change opinions and convert a generation. He answers convincingly to change opinions and convert a generation. He will change the opinion of the people about himself. When the people saw the fire, they said, the Lord, he is the God. Was that verse 39? And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. This nation must see some wicked people buried. Must see the judgment of the wicked. Because when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. You know why it must be right with Nigeria? Because if it is right with Nigeria, Africa will follow you. Am I communicating? And nations of the world. You know why we're praying on Sunday? Somebody called me from Kenya. He said, please pray for us in Kenya. Our election is in August. He said, the same corrupt people are planning to contest in our nation. Say, as you are praying for your nation, pray for our nation. I was talking with somebody from Cameroon yesterday. Concerns. All over, all over. Giant of Africa, in quote. That has almost turned into a midget. Despicable. Without respect, without anything. In some countries of the earth, when you arrive and you mention you are from Nigeria, you lost your respect first. They put you aside. They finish with others and check you like a criminal. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? But it is ending. It is ending. It is ending. Lift your right and say, oh God, that answers by fire in Nigeria. Answer me. Answer us in my family. Answer. Oh God, that answers by fire. Answer me. Answer us. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. What is the secret of the God who answers by fire? Number one. It is the possession of a functional altar, a functional spiritual altar, altar of relationship. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse
30, Elijah repaired the altar that was broken down. Our altar of prayer, our altar of study of the word, our altar in various realms must be in place. He repaired the altar of God that was broken down. He repaired the altar. And after repairing the altar, the fire fell. Number two secret is passion for God. Oh Lord, I am the only prophet left in the land and they are seeking my life. Passion for God. 1 Kings 17:1, before God whom I stand. Passion will compel fire. Passion will provoke 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 fire. Passion for God. Number three is jealousy for God. Some of the things we say and do is out of jealousy when the name of God is desecrated. When God is treated as if he doesn't exist. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the whole earth, according to scripture, Micah chapter 4 verse 13, he's called the Lord of the whole earth, the Lord of the whole earth. The Lord of the whole earth, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 12, he is the Lord of the whole earth, the Lord of the whole earth, the Lord of the whole earth. Verse 13, the Lord of the whole earth. Move on. These are the two olive branches. These are the two anointed ones, 4:14, that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. How can he be the Lord of the whole earth? And Satan is behaving as if he's the owner of the earth. That's why you are here. That's why we are here. To show the devil where he belongs. And to let God own his earth. Until we leave this world. Then the devil can do as he wishes. Number three is related to number four. Is hatred for the enemy. Hatred. For the devil and his activities. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. With the Holy Ghost and with fire. He went about doing good. Healed not all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. He had perfect hatred for the enemy. And that is what shall help you and help me. To secure fire from heaven. And to put the devil where he belongs. We are about to pray for about 7 minutes. Between 7 minutes and 14 minutes. And I want you to pray with all the passion you possess. Let the God who answers by fire in this nation answer us in this nation. While the prayer is on, God is going to make you see things. He's going to make us see things. He's going to give us diverse encounters. And once the encounters happen, we'll take another 15, 20 minutes of testimonies before we are through today. Are you ready? How many of you are fed up with satanic activity around your life? How many of us, we are fed up with satanic activity in our nation? Stand up on your feet and in your nation. Stand up on your feet. Take your seat. The way you stood was too gentle. Too gentle. I want you to function like a military personnel now. Stand up on your feet for the fight. To finish the devil and waste the devil. Lift your hands and lift your voice. And pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
Thank you. Because you are the God.
Who answers
by fire.
By fire.
Oh God.
Answer.
By fire.
Answer.
My life.
My
family.
My
destiny.
My destiny.
The church
in Nigeria.
This church,
Dunamis,
and our nation,
Nigeria.
Answer us
by fire,
by revealing your almightiness.
Oh Lord,
answer
by fire.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
Let the right of the
Answer by fire. Answer by fire. Answer by fire. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father, answer me. Say, answer. By fire. And alter the course of events in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the church, in Dunamis Church, in Nigeria, in our nation. Father, answer by fire and alter the course of events in our lives, in our land. Enforce change in our land, in our lives. Answer by fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. Answer by fire and alter the course of events in my life, in my family, in our land, in our nation. Answer by fire and alter the course of events. Answer by fire.
Lerotaya da 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 da. Zoroteza gaga de gala la la. Lete prete sada gaga da da da. Lete setro vida gaga da da da. Zera da 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 da. Zera ya da 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 da. Leta ya da ya da 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 da. Leya ya 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 ya. Leta ya 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 ya. Zeta le parata sanara. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father, answer by fire. Answer. You are the God who answers by fire. Answer, Lord, speedily, surprisingly, without warning. In my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the church, in this church, in Dunamis Church, in our nation, in Nigeria. Answer speedily. Answer surprisingly. Answer without warning. Answer by fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. Oh God, you are the God that answers by fire. Answer speedily. Answer surprisingly. Answer without warning. In my life, in my family, in this church, in Dunamis Church, in this nation, Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, answer by fire. Answer by fire.
answer by fire. Answer speedily. Answer surprisingly. Answer without warning. In my life, in my family, in this church, in Pyramids, in this nation, Nigeria. Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Say, Father,
Father,
in my life,
in my family,
in my destiny,
in the church,
in Nigeria,
in this church,
tsunamis,
in our nation,
in Nigeria,
answer
by fire,
answer
visibly,
evidentially,
undeniably,
in this season,
answer
by fire,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Answer by fire.
Answer by fire.
Answer by fire.
Answer by fire.
Answer visible.
Answer
undeniable.
Answer evidential.
Answer
by fire. Yes, Lord.
Answer by fire.
Answer visibly,
evidentially,
undeniably,
in my life,
in my family,
in this church,
in Tunami,
and in this nation.
Answer
by fire.
In
Jesus'
precious name.
Say, Father,
are you ready for this one now?
Say, Father,
Father,
answer.
Answer.
By fire.
By fire.
Answer.
Answer.
By fire.
By fire.
And destroy.
And destroy.
Every enemy altar.
Every enemy altar.
And stronghold.
And stronghold.
Responsible.
Responsible.
For any confrontation.
For any confrontation.
Or negative situation.
Or negative situation.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
In my destiny.
In my destiny.
Around the church.
Around the church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
Around this church.
Around this church.
And in our nation.
In our nation.
Father.
Father.
Answer.
Answer.
By fire.
By fire.
And destroy.
And destroy.
Every altar.
Every altar.
Or stronghold.
Or stronghold.
Responsible.
For
negative
situations
around our lives
and families
and church
and nation.
Father,
answer
by fire.
And we command
all you altars
and high priests
of these altars
in the name of Jesus.
Catch fire.
Fire!
Now!
Open your mouth and pray.
Let us settle.
Oh God, who answers by fire, bury them.
Bury
the wicked. The wicked who won't let me rest. Who won't let the church of Jesus in Nigeria rest. Who won't let this church rest. Who won't let this nation be. I
architects of evil, architects of disaster, architects of bloodshed in Nigeria, Lord, bury them. Bury them. Are you ready? Say, Father,
Father,
answer
by fire,
and bury
the
wicked
that are risen
against my life
and my family
and my destiny
and against the church
of Nigeria
and against this church,
against Dunamis
and the wicked
responsible
for evil
in Nigeria.
Father,
answer
by fire
and bury them.
The terrorists,
the killers,
the bandits,
their sponsors,
their
facilitators,
their
informants,
their
collaborators,
their
hired mercenaries.
Father,
bury them
by fire.
Open your mouth and pray.
Bury them.
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 Father,
answer
by fire
and bury them.
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 Answer
by fire.
Let us
answer
by fire.
Answer
by fire.
Answer
by fire
and bury them.
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 In Jesus'
precious name.
Lift your hands
for the prayer number 7.
Say, Father,
answer
by fire
and convert
this nation
to yourself.
Answer
by fire
and
show
our nation
that you are the living God.
Say, Father,
answer
by fire
and
show
Nigeria
that there is a God
that
rules
in the affairs of men.
Father,
answer
by
fire
and
show
the world
that
there is a God
in Nigeria.
Father,
answer
by
fire
and
show my family
and show
the world
that there
is a God
that we
serve.
Father,
answer
by
fire
now.
Open your mouth and pray. I'm gonna go get some.
precious name. Any spell that is upon Nigeria, we command it to be broken.
Amen.
Any spell that is on Nigerians, spell, witchcraft spell. We know the peoples in high places of authority, they go to any extent. They can rent herbalists inside the aircraft, move around, and cast the spell on the whole nation. Oh yeah. When it is time either to vote or for, let them not know what they are voting. People will be campaigning for almost demons and will almost want to kill themselves for a person who doesn't care for them. That's a charm. Somebody hands over himself as a thug, ready to receive the bullet for the person who doesn't care for his survival. That's a charm. People will be arguing over the man who has sold their life and destiny. You don't know the extent to which this nation is indebted. You need to find out. One day I will be angry enough to just reveal some of the things. The destiny of future generation mortgaged. And people will be arguing. They don't care a damn whether you live or die. And then another charm is charm to be patient in suffering. No fuel, you are patient. Nothing, you are normal. No light, you are normal. No school, you are normal. Every day you go to the market, the price is on the increase. You are normal. If it's charm, it's spoil. There are places in this country you can't travel by road, you can't travel by air, you can't travel by train. Airport was attacked. Train was attacked. Road. Demons on the road. People are normal. It's normal. Capture somebody, bring 20 million, bring 50 million. They go and look for money to pay. Everybody is still normal. If it is charm, won't it spoil? Just patient, just go, struggle. At times, the survival of Nigerians is a miracle. Somebody has a salary of 30,000 a month, and transportation is. And he's surviving. Father, any spell cast on Nigeria, whether it is a charm, let it spoil. Let people say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You have killed us enough. You have suffered people enough. People have struggled enough. Find your level. Let us find our level. Of us were born into this country. Nobody own it more than another. Whether you are president or governor, you don't own it more than another person. You don't have any right to it more than another person. That is what we're about to pray now. Any charm on this nation, let it spoil. Any spell, let the eyes of people open. They beat you with cane. They say, don't cry. Pa, 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 pa. Keep quiet. Like that wicked old man in the village gives a knock to the small child and hold the hand. Don't rub the knock.
let the knock assimilate. Pure wickedness. Be suffering, but don't say anything. Be in affliction, but don't complain. Even a blind man knows that something is wrong. Even those in places of authority should confess that they failed. That this is total blatant failure. That you met something, you something is worse than how you met it. Is that success?
Lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father, say, Father.
Father.
Today,
we ask
that every spell
cast on Nigeria
and on Nigerians
to make them
suffer
without complaint,
let it spoil.
Anywhere you are watching from around the world or around this country, this prayer is a prayer to keep on praying.
Lift your hands, say, Father,
any witchcraft spell,
any national bewitchment
on the nation of Nigeria
that is causing the people
not to see
the calamity
and the disaster
that they are in,
that they are experiencing,
that they are enduring.
Father,
let the spell
break.
Let the charm
spoil
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Precious name, lift up your hands. Fire, 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 fire fall on me like on the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me, fire, 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 fire fall on me like on the day of Pentecost.
Lift your voice and let's go. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, fire.
Fire, 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 fire
Up your two hands everywhere you are. A fire is about to come. It's a fire of passion for you. Fire of deliverance for you. And fire of judgment. For the wicked against your life. Wicked against my life. The wicked against the church of Jesus. The wicked against this church. And the wicked in Nigeria. When you receive that fire, you blast in tongues. It's a fire of judgment against cancer. It's a fire of judgment against paralysis. It's a fire of judgment. Lift your hands high. Before then, everywhere you are in need. Because before the fire comes, so that you don't become a victim of the fire, you need to be saved. You understand? You remember Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. They went before God to make sacrifice. And they offered strange sacrifice and strange fire, which the Lord commanded it not. And heaven thought that there was a sacrifice going on. And fire came from heaven. And fire looked for sacrifice it didn't find. He roasted them. They became the sacrifice. The fire can't come and not find sacrifice. They became the sacrifice on the spot. So nobody shall be, the fire should not land and not find you already given over to Jesus. Lift your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. Everywhere you are, pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Help from above is your portion. In Jesus' name. Those who